Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about user experience and how the idea of what is considered good user experience changes and evolves over time. Like many of us, I'm dabbling with new technology around the house, and recently, I set up a newly acquired device called an Amazon Fire Stick. For those not familiar, the Fire Stick is a small device that plugs into a TV's HDMI port to enable streaming content like Netflix, Sling TV, and my favorite, the NBA League Pass app. It's a cool, inexpensive, and highly capable little piece of technology. I think it's probably the piece of technology that's going to make me cut that cable cord forever. But I digress. The Fire Stick comes with a small remote control, and as I was setting up the Fire Stick, I couldn't help but notice the comparative size, setup, and UX elements of the Amazon remote compared to my current cable television remote. The remote that I currently use for my normal cable television has 59 buttons and is easily over twice the size and weight as the Amazon Fire Stick remote, which itself has a total of 7 buttons and a kind of tactile navigation wheel. And after playing around with these remotes for a few minutes, I thought about the user experience and what we could learn about the user experience of these two devices and how we might be able to apply these ideas to our own work and workplace technology decisions. From thinking about how UX and tech expectation change over time to how sometimes more is not always better. Here's 3 quick thoughts. 1. What we consider good in terms of design and user experience is a fluid, changing thing. The first time I got a hold of my cable television remote, I'm sure I was excited, happy, and maybe a bit overwhelmed with all the functions. This remote could do everything, and I'm sure that I thought the trade-off in size, complexity, and usability in order to do everything was worth it. Sure, most of the buttons are really tiny, are jammed too close together, are impossible to read, but that's the price of a super-powered piece of tech, right? Eventually I'd figure it out. 2. The most important of the 7 total buttons on the Fire Stick remote is the little one on the top of the device with a microphone image. It's used for the remote voice command capabilities that are akin to how one issues commands, well, to the Amazon Alexa and other enabled devices. So you could say, Alexa, open Netflix, that kind of thing. Or, Alexa, fast forward 3 minutes. Or, Alexa, play The Real Housewives of New Jersey. That may or may not have been the command I used to test this remote. But since you're listening to this show on your Amazon Alexa, probably, I don't need to tell you how important, prevalent, and popular voice technology, smart speakers, and other voice-activated commands are becoming at home and certainly coming soon to the workplace. And finally, 3, and maybe the most obvious take comparing these two devices is how their design and how they make the user feel is simply this. More is not better with UX and with technology in general. More is not better. Better is better. I know the tendency, especially with workplace technologies, is to continue to add features, functions, process support, and in our little example, buttons, to the solution in order to cast the widest possible net. Tech providers are guilty of this, but so are organizations that issue 846-page RFPs for a performance management solution. And so many of the tech providers respond, especially if you are a large Fortune 100-sized customer, to add whatever features and functions the customer claims they need. This cycle spins and repeats over time, and that is how you end up with a 59-button cable television remote. Let's hope going forward that both solution providers and customers alike will think a little bit harder about what they really need to get done, how their tools should support them and not overwhelm them, and provide their employees with the simplest solutions possible that enable their success at work. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.